This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
On the 18th of May, 2021, Sudesh Mulu posted the following on his WhatsApp status, and I quote, "I am not anti-Palestine, but I am anti-Hamas. I stand with Israel." The post cost him his job at Laudim Secondary School. 4 years later, he has finally won his case at the Labour Court for unfair dismissal. I'm delighted to have Sudesh as my guest now to tell me more. Sudesh, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, it's a pleasure, and hi to all the listeners.
Sudesh, what an ordeal that you've been through. Take us back to what was happening in May and what made you post that message.
In May, I think it was 2021, like many around the world, I was watching the news closely, and it was the time when it was the conflict between Israel and Hamas, which was obviously all over the media. And as a Christian, my heart was moved, and I felt compelled to say something from a place of conviction. And so I without any malice or, you know, I posted a WhatsApp status which said, "I am not anti-Palestine, but I am anti-Hamas. I stand with Israel." And it wasn't meant to spark hate. It was meant to reflect that we must stand for peace and also stand against terror. And that message was rooted in not only not in scripture, but not in politics.
Hmm. Were you expecting the backlash that you received?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because you know, I innocently posted it. You know, not even thinking that you know, what was going to happen is going to happen. So I would say no, Cherise.
You lost your job pretty soon afterwards, and it's been 4 years. What have those 4 years been like for you?
Sure. They have been some of the toughest years of my life. Emotionally draining, socially isolating. And I mean, even up until this very day as we speak, I'm still banned from sporting facilities and functions in my community of Laudium. I've been excluded from tournaments, functions, venues I once belonged to, all because I stood for Israel. It's painful, but I've made peace with it. I choose not to retaliate. I choose to continue serving, even, you know, where I'm not welcomed.
I know you're very involved in the sporting world. Do you want to just talk about kind of some of the events that you were excluded from and also how you kind of didn't retaliate but stood your ground?
Can you just say that again for me? I didn't get you clearly there.
Sure. I was asking that, I was saying that I know you are very passionate about sport and how difficult it was to be excluded, but that you also didn't fight back, but you stood your ground by doing different things in terms of sport. Do you want to just share that?
Yeah, so I just stood my ground because, I mean, I have a passion for sport, more particularly soccer, and my father was also well-known in the community with regards to his influence in the community and sport. And even though the backlash was coming, I didn't really take it to heart because I just pursued what I felt needed to be pursued, you know, for the community and what our youngsters needed. I think one of the most defining moments was there was an over 50s soccer tournament in Laudium, and I assembled some players, over 50 friends of mine, to play, and then I was banned from participating. The Palestinian Solidarity Alliance and other organizers pressured the event to remove me. But my entire team stood with me in unity, and we withdrew from the tournament, a principled stand. And rather than to let that moment turn into bitterness, with the help of the SAJBD and, of course, you, we managed to raise 10,000 worth of blankets and food hampers, and still showed up not to play or participate in the tournament, but to bless the poor. And we handed out the blankets and food to the needy on the very same day of the tournament. Not in protest, but I guess in peace and love. And that was something from the Angel Network, a generous donation, for making that possible.
It's incredible what you did, Sudesh, under those incredibly horrible conditions. Would you do what you did again, knowing what you know now?
I think, I'll do it again, but with no malice, with no intention. I mean, I would, because the truth is worth the cost. I stood for Israel, not because it was popular, but it was right. And even today, I stand not as a victim, but I suppose as a testimony to the power of faith and courage and a community.
Sudesh, we're going to take a break, but after the break, we're going to look at the court case and kind of the ruling and its impact on you.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Sudesh Mulu, a teacher who posted on his WhatsApp status in 2021, "I am not anti-Palestine, but I'm anti-Hamas. I stand with Israel." Sudesh, the court case has been kind of taken 4 years. What happened there?
Mm-hmm. Well, lately we received news that obviously after years of being sidelined, the labor court ruled in my favor. They found that I had been unfairly dismissed and that my constitutional rights to freedom of religion, belief, and expression, it was violated. And they dismissed the school's arguments and confirmed that I had every right to take this to court. And I won. But for me, I guess it wasn't just about the legal victory. It was about justice, and not just justice for me, but for every South African who wants to stand for their faith. And all of this wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't without the support of some incredible people and organizations, like, for example, the South African Friends of Israel, who always stood by me, defended me from the beginning. The Jewish community of South Africa, and even from abroad, their strength really gave me courage. And then obviously I need to give a big, 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 big thank you to you, Cherise, and of course the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, who never, never stopped checking on me. They didn't just stand up for me, but stood for me or with me personally. And I think I was just reminded that behind every legal document is a human being. And behind every principled stance, there should be a community.
Sure. Sudesh, it's really, really powerful. I think it would have to be my last question to you, but in terms of support from your Christian community back home, have you had that support, and have you felt support held?
Well, so far I must admit, some have. It's been a mix. Some Christians just stayed silent, maybe out of fear, but many believers quietly supported me. And then my pastors, they really stood fully by me. And they reminded me that standing with Israel is not a political decision. It's a biblical one. And I was kind of saddened by churches and community, you know, Christian leaders. They didn't really fully show their support. But I suppose I knew that I'd have to stand on my feet. If you're standing for truth and if you're standing for your belief, then you shouldn't always think you're standing alone. There is always God standing with you, and there are some community leaders and, you know, preachers, pastors that in the silence are there. But I guess it is very difficult in a community such as Lodium that's 80 to 90% Muslim.
Yeah. Sure. Sudesh, I have actually no words because I know what you've gone through and I know how incredibly difficult it is. And I know you were at the school for a very long time and that you had connections with the children and you had a love for the school.
Yes.
So I know what you've gone through and I'm really, really sorry, but I am really pleased that the court case finally vindicated you and that you continue to be strong in your faith. And I just know the Jewish community are really, really behind you. So thank you so much for joining me. Thanks to all of you for joining me. Thanks to Craig and Vusi for putting the show together. Until next week. Just before I forget, if there's anything you'd like to know about what the Jewish Board is doing, please go and check our social media pages. I have started a podcast, Right of Reply, in which we look at articles that have appeared in the media that have now been debunked. So please go and check that out. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, send me an email, charisse@sajbd.org. I wish you all a good fast, and until next week, Shabbat Shalom.